The National Park Service recently released a list of how much delayed maintenance projects cost for parks around the country. WGCU's Topher Forges reports that amount comes to almost $192 million in Florida. At Everglades National Park, operators are trying to figure out what to do as that number climbs.
The National Park Service says the cost of Everglades National Park's to-do list comes to almost $59 million. But the park's deputy superintendent, Justin Unger, says that number is actually closer to $63 million. Each year, Unger says the park has about $2 million to put toward fixing things like visitor facilities, roads, and marinas. He says delayed to-do work has had real consequences for the park.
And in some cases, that means that we've had to close portions of the park. There is a portion of the park called Chiquica, which was a great day use area. It has some deferred maintenance on it. It actually had a restroom facility that the roof has since collapsed.
One way the park is thinking about taking a chunk out of those costs is to increase entrance fees. They're also hoping for a funding boost from the federal government as the Park Service nears celebrating its centennial in 2016. Topher Forges, WGCU News.